me, what would Jesus do if he saw you act like a goddamn fool? Tell me, what would Jesus do if he saw you reducing his teachings to an acronym you wear around your wrist?
Of the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever buys from him shall not perish and have eternal life, free from all the strife. Become a better person if you purchase our word, and if you drink our blood, eternal damnation will be deferred. And they will know we are Christians by our t-shirts, bumper stickers, billboards, and electronic marquees. Proudly display your badge on the back of your SUVs. Tune in your heart weekly on your TVs. And if you miss this message now, don't worry, you can purchase the DVD.
On sale in the lobby for $19.95.
Let us shield ourselves with our commodities and other various items that are easily manufactured and purchased, thus distilling the message into its simplest, most pure form. No need for all that complication now, is there? And as the great Reverend Barton wrote as early as 1925 in his best-selling The Man Nobody Knows, simply put, Jesus was not only the most popular dinner guest in Jerusalem and an outdoor man, but a great executive. He picked up 12 men from the bottom ranks of business and forged them into an organization that conquered the world. Nowhere is there such a startling example of creative success as the way in which that organization was brought together. His parables were the most powerful advertisements of all time. He would be a national advertiser today. In fact, Jesus was the founder of modern business. Why, you ask? Because he was the author of the ideal of service. So gather all your possessions and follow me. Let us place them on the backs of lines of camels as far as the eye can see. And we will march happily through the eye of the needle into bliss for eternity. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.